This CD is called Meet Me in the Middle, and this is a track called Revolution.
I saw the crowd on Friday, drowning pain way down at the bottom of a well. Ain't no cure for your heartbreak. I wanna roll with somebody who can lose himself. Somebody who can lose himself. I saw the suits in DC. They were making all the money out of peddling fear. Who do they represent anyway? I wanna vote for somebody who means what they say. Somebody who does what they say. Come on now, people.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, I present to you Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
All right, how you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I think sure. So.
All right, we're going to start out with Patricia.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Yay.
Hey, if you don't mind, gentlemen, if you could go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Jeremy. I am playing guitar, singing.
I'm Helmut. I play guitar.
I'm Nick. I play drums.
I'm Jim, better known as Jimenez, playing bass.
Okay. I didn't hear the drummer. What was that again?
Nick.
Nick on drums.
We didn't give him a real microphone.
He
says stuff that makes us sound too smart.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want that. So, the name of the band, that's a mouthful. Where did that come from?
Somewhere deep in our imaginations, and we pick things that interest us and that we like. And kind of just mashed it all together.
Okay.
Probably the best way to describe it.
It's kind of hard to fit on a marquee, though, isn't it?
It fit on a billboard, though.
Did
so,
it?
Yeah, that worked out okay.
Okay. How long you gentlemen been playing together as this band?
Since, I know this because I recently did some updates to our Facebook, since May of 2010.
Okay. So it's been about 4.5 years.
Then. Yeah.
Okay. What made you decide to get together and do this?
Well, I responded to Helmut's Craigslist ad just because I was looking for people to play music with. And I worked with Nick at the time and heard that he might play drums. And so... Yeah, so we asked him to join us, and then we put out our own Craigslist ad to find a bass player. And Jimenez was the result of that.
Actually, I put out a Craigslist ad, and you guys responded to me.
Maybe it was that way.
One,
there was a Craigslist ad involved, though. Yeah. So.
Somewhere in, there too. In the mix.
It's been since May 2010. It's hard to remember these details.
Okay. All right. Why don't we play another one, then?
All right.
Monster?
No. Apple, this song's called Apple.
Okay. In the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. That was a track called Apple. Okay. And that's from which release?
That's from our most recent release, which was just a three-song EP that we released online only at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if people want to get a hold of that, that's where they would go then?
You can go online to our Bandcamp. That's the only place it is right now. Eventually, we'll have that on iTunes and Amazon and all the other places you go to find music.
Alrighty, and you do have a Facebook page, correct?
Yep, yeah.
Okay. Anywhere else that they can find stuff of yours?
In my apartment.
Or at shows.
You can go on, like... you can find us on Spotify and all of the
YouTube.
Yeah, there's some questionable videos on YouTube, and
you can come see us play a show.
Or a show, yeah. You could come see a show. Show is November 21st at Painted Lady.
Painted Lady in Hamtramck.
Yes.
Okay. And who are you playing with?
Do you know offhand? We're playing with one of our friends' bands that's coming from Toronto, and a band called The Cheetahs, and I'm not sure of the fourth band yet.
Okay. But we'll have to mark that on the calendar, November 21st, rather, at Painted Lady. Okay.
Yep.
Any others, or just that one for right now?
And then we have, the only other scheduled show right now is December 6th at the Old Miami.
Okay, downtown?
Yep.
On Cass?
That's one, on Cass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's do another one then.
Alrighty.
Oh, wait, ask him about this.
Yep.
We just have to ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Which track is going to have the helmet on vocals and the yelling?
That would be number 5.
Number
Mr.
5.
Wobbly.
And in cars a little bit.
And number 9.
Yeah.
Number 5 and number 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to know that for technical purposes.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right.
And when is he going to?
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. I gotta admit, when I had set you guys up to play, I was afraid I was gonna trip over those words.
It's really fun to say, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It does test your vocal abilities, definitely. All right, so that was a track called Monsters, huh?
Yep, and that was the third one. Those first three were all the new ones that we just released online.
Online only. Okay.
Yeah, for now.
And then you have two other releases, correct?
Yeah, we have another EP that is just called Six Song EP because it's got six songs. And then we have our full length, which is called Wool Gathering.
Okay. And you're going to be playing at least a couple tracks from both of those as well today, right?
Mostly off Wool Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. All right, well, let's get back to it then.
Okay.
This is Reborn, right?
Yep. Yeah, this song is new, not recorded yet. It's one of the ones that we're hoping to record at some point in the future.
So this is like a world premiere, kind of?
Sure. In the world of Dearborn.
Besides our practice base.
Right.
Okay. Live in the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right, you got several projects out there, don't you, Jeremy?
Yeah, I do. I play also in a band called Lizard and Disinformants.
Yes, Lizard was here, what, about 2.5 months ago?
Yeah,
something like that?
Over the summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jimenez plays in a couple different bands, too.
All right. You want to talk about that for a second? Or?
Well, I play in a band called Ex American. You guys know Courtney. She works here. And also play in another band called 9 Years Away.
Okay.
Do you guys really know Courtney?
I don't personally.
Liar.
What kind of music for both of those bands?
Courtney will probably get mad at me the way I describe it. I guess 80s kind of dancey music is ex-American, and 9 years away is a little bit punk.
Okay, so a little bit of everything. What about you, Helmut? You got other projects, or?
I think I'm actually the only one in the band who isn't like in at least two other bands. I have been trying to get like side projects going, and it's going, but it's nothing that has. Well, actually, there's one project that has a band name already, and it's going to be called Rabbit Ears.
Rabbit Ears. Okay.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be like a little while still until we play out or are even a complete band at this point.
What kind of music are you looking to do in Rabbit Ears?
Weird minimalist music, I would say, but like definitely also in the rock and roll genre.
Okay, all right. I'll have to check that out. Let me know when you get that together.
Yeah, I will. Cool.
And Nick has like three other bands too, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I play guitar in a pop punk band called Chances Are. I play drums in a like alternative rock kind of band called Cat Basement that Jeremy's also in, actually. And I
Truth.
Play
Oh, wow. So you gentlemen sound like you stay quite busy then, huh, between all those projects?
Yeah, we like cheating on each other.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Sure.
But it's all agreed, so it's cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. What do you have for us now?
We're going to play a song called Mr. Wobbly.
All right. Is that the one where the yelling happens?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
There will be yelling.
Jimenez yelling.
All right. We just want to be prepared.
Sure.
Caught me off guard there. Sudden ending. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right. A little bit of surfing going on there, eh?
Yeah, kind of. Courtesy of Helmut's guitar.
All right, cool. For people that are just tuning in, if you want to go over like where they can find your music.
Yeah, sure. You can find our music in most of the usual places: iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, Spotify,
Reverb Nation.
I think there is stuff on Reverb Nation as well. Yep.
Okay. And you have two physical releases and one online only, correct?
Yeah, we just a month or two ago released a 3-song EP online, and we have two CDs that you can also get online as well.
Okay. And they're titled again?
The two EPs are named after how many songs they have. So we have the 3-song and 6-song EP, and then we have a full-length called The Wool Gathering.
The Wool Gathering, okay. And that's where we're going to hear probably some of the rest of the tracks then?
Yeah, most of them.
Okay. All right. And you guys have been around for about 4.5 years then, huh?
Yeah.
And
plugging away.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about your shows again real quick.
Sure. Yeah, we have a show coming up in November on Friday the 21st at the Painted Lady in Hamtramck. And then the next one after that is December 6th at the Old Miami in Detroit.
On Cass Avenue.
Yep.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now then? Okay.
We have a song called Afterglow in the Dark.
Afterglow in the Dark. And then we'll get to that in just a moment. You want to talk about musical influences?
That's a good question. I mean, I personally listen to a little bit of everything, and I think that the most predominant thing I listen to is probably garage rock, 60s, 70s type stuff, but I listen to everything.
Okay.
There's not much I don't like.
Okay. That's what makes a good musician. At least that's my personal opinion. You got to listen to like a little bit of everything. You can't put yourself into an exact genre or whatever. What about you, Helmut?
I mean,
he has horrible taste.
I do have horrible taste. No, I actually like
Hasselhoff.
Other people's taste sometimes, which makes it. I mean, I always like getting recommendations from like other people, so it's something that I haven't heard before. I guess what influenced me. I listened to New Model Army a lot in my youth, I guess. It's a band that's not really super known here. And then later, more like a little mellower stuff, like Granddaddy and Sparkle Horse and bands like that.
Okay.
And David Hasselhoff.
And David Hasselhoff, of course.
And everybody loves David Hasselhoff, right?
Of course, especially because he's from Germany.
And like the whole... new German wave thing from the 80s that has probably heavily influenced me too, like
Kraftwerk.
After that, I'm too, believe it or not, but I am not old enough for that.
Oh, okay. I'm showing my age. Oh well, what are you gonna do? What about you, Jim?
Well I guess mostly punk from the 70s, more English punk than American punk. But actually, my influence for becoming a bass player was Paul McCartney, because I think he's one of the most underrated bass players ever. But I had older brothers and sisters, so I listened to a lot of 70s stuff, and then kind of found punk and hard rock by accident.
I think we should talk about how you found Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I play in ex-American, I play drums, so they make fun of me being a drumming.
The Phil Collins of...
Not really, but yes.
All right.
There would be a lot of people that would debate you on that.
Yeah.
What about you, Nick? I don't know if we can hear you over there, but.
I like a lot of different music. I would say that since I just play drums, my influences in this band would be Jeremy and Helmut.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. That'll keep you drumming for a while anyway. All right. All right, let's do another one then.
Sure.
Okay, and that was what track? Afterglow?
Afterglow in the Dark.
And that's from the...
The Wool Gathering.
Wool Gathering, yep. Okay. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And live in the studio, we have John... Yeah. See, I knew I was going to mess it up eventually.
You did that on purpose.
Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All right. I could only do it so many times, but that's cool.
Six more.
All right. Yeah, something like that. Okay. All right. Let's do another track.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band live in the studio. All right. Okay.
Dead air. So,
yeah, live radio. You gotta love it, man. All right.
You're forced to love it.
We already talked about that, actually. Other bands that they play in. We were talking about Lizard, Disinformants, and Ex-Americans, and all the other ones. All right.
A possibly funny, interesting, or none of the above side note is that I actually used to play in the band Chances Are with Nick that he still plays in, but I was kicked out of that band.
You were kicked out of the band?
Yeah.
Misbehaving?
Basically, scheduling conflicts, basically, yeah.
Just couldn't make the gigs or whatever, or the practice?
Yeah.
Attendance problem.
Oh. Yeah.
This will go on your permanent record.
My tardiness.
it happens.
Is it possible to make this a little louder?
My
Which one? Your voice?
Yeah, this voice that's talking now. In my head. In my
lead vocals.
Head device, yeah.
All right, we'll okay. check it. Is that better?
I think so, yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That was Castle on the Shore?
Yes.
All right. And we got three more to go.
I can actually hear the waves right now.
You can hear the waves right now?
That's the radio station's making those waves.
Oh, which kind of right. which kind of leads us into the next track, if you're hearing waves, huh?
Perhaps. All right.
Oh, I hear it too. It's not just us.
It's is contagious.
That a, is that a bad thing? Should we stop?
I don't know.
Should we enjoy it for a little bit longer?
We'll have to check something out here. Okay. All right. So you guys... Oh.
Whoa.
Ow.
Sorry.
I felt that one.
I think I just woke up.
Live in the studio, we have Zombie Jesus and Chocolate Sunshine Band. We're just replacing the microphone there. Just give us a second there so we can play another song for our audience. Almost there. Okay. Alrighty.
This is my third. Whoa, that's loud.
Ooh. Now we have to turn it down a little bit.
This is our robot voice song.
Okay.
Hello. I think that's at a more manageable level now.
All right. Sounds
it's
good.
My third microphone, though. I feel pretty special.
Yeah, you are special. All right, Jeremy, what do you have for us now?
This is another song off of our Wool Gathering album.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. And you need what?
Some hugs.
Some hugs, yeah. Hugs, not drugs. There you go.
We're all the above.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get headaches and you need some aspirin.
Oh, right now I need some cold medicine. I've been fighting a bad cold for the last week or so, and it's still killing me. This weather, it's just, it's back and forth, up and down. It's warm, it's cold, all in the same day, too.
I wish we had volcanoes here, too.
Volcanoes?
Yeah.
You like volcanoes?
I mean, I don't necessarily want to be right next to one when it goes off, but volcanoes are kind of interesting.
Visually, yeah. But you definitely don't want to be in the middle of one, that's for sure.
No. Not really.
No.
Unless I had a special magic suit that allowed me to travel within the molten lava.
Mm-hmm. What was that, Nick?
A baking soda volcano.
Baking soda volcano.
Vinegar and baking soda.
But like life size?
Some people were just born to love volcanoes.
Mm. There you go.
I bet what only
you
Nick
say,
got that
Mentos
reference.
And Coke?
Yeah, that would work.
There you go. That would make a heck of an explosion there. All right.
Can we give away a prize?
If you want, sure.
Sure. Okay, we will give away a copy of both of our CDs to anybody who either calls to this radio station and knows what I was referencing by saying some people are born to love volcanoes, or sends us a message in our Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band Facebook with the correct answer. Anyone with the correct answer gets a free CD.
Okay. Hmm. You want to repeat that one more time?
Born to Love Volcanoes.
Born to Love.
What was I referencing?
What were you referencing? So you hear that, listeners? If you can figure out the answer to that question, you get a copy of both the CDs. Is that correct?
Yep. And Nick's not allowed to enter.
Ah, bummer.
I was just going to comment on that. Like, half of the band also has no idea what this is in reference to.
But Nick had his cell phone out. He was already going.
No cell phones in the studio.
No. Not allowed. Okay. All right. Let's go over a couple things one more time, you know, as far as people that might not have been listening at the beginning of the show, where they can find your music.
Sure. Yeah, you can go on to Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, do a Google search, and maybe some other format or website will also have it. Probably a link from our Facebook. Come to a show and get CDs.
That's always a good way.
Yeah, that's a really good way.
That's the best way.
And speaking of, you have two shows coming up.
Yep, we have a show Friday, November 21st at the Painted Lady in Hamtramck, and December 6th at the Old Miami in Detroit.
Okay, on Cass Avenue. Yep. All right. Okay, got another track then?
Yeah, a couple more that we're going to try to play. All right, ready?
Yeah, sure.
Forever, the moment.
cars. We fall in love in cars. And we have a revelation.
For the people stuck in traffic.
Yeah, which there probably is plenty of them right now, seeing it's almost 6 o'clock. All right, almost forgot. As far as like the other projects, you want to talk about upcoming shows for those as well?
Yeah, we for the band Lizard that I play in, we have a show actually this Saturday at Crossroads in Ypsilanti.
Okay.
And that's a free show. I'm getting a lot of stack here.
Okay.
And then this coming Monday at the Old Miami, Disinformants are playing.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of other shows coming up too, but I didn't really prepare to memorize them.
But that's okay.
I don't know. Any 9 years away, ex-American shows, Jimenez?
Yeah, we have some shows. And 9 years away, not till December, and I don't remember. So you can check our Facebook page, 9 years away. It's actually spelled, not the number.
Okay.
And also, ex-American has some shows coming up too, and again.
So it's spelled N-O-T-T-H-E-N-U-M-B-E-R? That was a really, sorry. It's a really good joke, Jimenez. Come on.
None of your jokes are good.
Except all of them.
Except none of them. Ever.
Okay, so 9 years away and ex-American, just look on Facebook for those then?
Yes.
Okay, and shows coming up for that. And
I'm sorry, guys, for not remembering.
That's okay. You weren't prepared, but I figured, you know, I'd give you a chance to plug it if you could. What about
vlogged later?
Or like they used to say in Monty Python, they will be sacked.
Yeah, you'll be sacked.
What about you, Nick? Any of your projects coming up, shows?
And that's available on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and stuff also.
Okay, and chances space. Are. Yes. So look for that online. All right, sounds good. Well, I thank you gentlemen for coming down to play for us.
Thanks
we really enjoyed
us.
It.
Yeah, thanks. This has been fun.
All right, fun for us too. We got one more track.
That is correct.
Thank you. Of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.